And welcome to Life Points Drivecast. I am Mark Shields, the Family Ministries pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we dove into 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient or temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And as you read through that verse, wouldn't it be great to imagine a glory that is so amazing and so powerful that everything that we experience in this life is light or momentary in comparison? I'd love to be in that place. One of the problems is that we can't experience glory. So how do we let it rule our lives? Because until we experience something, it usually doesn't sit on us like it should. For example, you can see pictures of the Grand Canyon. That's amazing and wonderful, but until you actually go there and see it for yourself and experience it, it's just not quite the same. Well, such is life in pretty much all areas. So how do we experience glory? Because I really believe if we could experience it, then it would rule our lives and we could focus more on the things that are unseen versus the things that we see, which are the things that honestly run most of our lives if we really think about it. The Lord kind of used these verses in Exodus, which I'll share with you. Exodus 13, 12 through 16. You shall set apart to the Lord all the first that opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. Or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in times to come your son asks you, what does this mean? You shall say to him, by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be as a mark on your hand and frontlets between your eyes. For by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. I know what you're thinking. How do those verses happen to do with the weight of glory? Well, what the Lord did as I was reading through there was he put me in the shoes of a father. Pretty easy to do because I am one. And I thought about being a father that's lived through this situation. You've lived through all the plagues in Egypt. You lived through the Passover, and you killed a lamb, and you put the blood of the lamb over your doorpost when your son or daughter was just very, very little. And you experienced the redemption of the Passover, that your firstborn was not killed, but you witnessed the death of many that were. And you realize the weight of that situation because you experienced it. But then, knowing that, how does that weight transfer? Because you're the only one that gets to experience it, right? Well, the Lord took me a little bit deeper, because in this verse, he talks about how the weight transfers. And when he says, you pass this on to your firstborn. And so he institutes this firstborn religious activity where they give up a lamb and they give up something that is a prized possession. And if you're a little child in that area, you realize that animals are very important to your survival, especially out in the desert. And you see your dad killing these animals every year. And when you become of age and you realize how important the animals are, could you imagine being the son and going to dad and saying, Dad, why do you kill these firstborn? These would be great to use, and we could use the money, or we could breed from these because they're in great shape. Why do you do it? And in that moment, the son, the father, looks at that son, who is the son or daughter that was redeemed, and says, I do this because of what the Lord did to save you. And we need to do this so that we remember what the Lord did. He redeemed you. If I didn't do the blood over the doorposts, you would not be here. And then all of a sudden, the weight of that reality sits on the son, and he knows that all those animals that he watched die were because the Lord redeemed him. And how much more important for us today to realize what the Lord has done and redeemed for us. He was the spotless lamb. Jesus Christ was the spotless lamb who took the punishment for our sins. And we have got to pass this message on to the next generation. We have got to distribute the weight of glory, because glory is going to be amazing when we are with the Lord together, and all the death and the bondage in this world pass away and are just, like it says, a momentary affliction. And we get to sit in glory. So I just encourage you to take a moment, think about maybe how you're passing along what the Lord's done in you and in your life to the next generation, and how to make that the pursuit of your daily life, instead of focusing on the things that are seen, but focusing more on the things that are unseen, because those truly are eternal. So I just encourage you to take a moment and pray for those that you can pass this along to, your sons, daughters, maybe your grandma or grandpa and its grandsons, maybe you're an aunt or an uncle. I just pray that you would have a person on your mind, and that a way that you could just transfer the weight of glory and what Christ has done for you to that next generation. So I'll give you just a moment, and then I'll close us in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for giving up so much for us on the cross. Thank you for instituting these things like baptism and communion that help us carry some of the weight of what you did for us on the cross. Lord, it's a privilege and an honor. Help us pass it to the next generation well. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.